History of Modern Mathematics by David Eugene Smith. Article 9, Quantics. The theory of qualities or forms appeared in embryo in the Berlin memoirs of Lagrange 1773-1775, who considered binary quadratic forms of the type ax square plus bxy plus cy square, and established the invariance of the discriminant of that type when x plus lambda y is put for x. He classified forms of that type according to the sign of b square minus 4ac and introduced the ideas of transformation and equivalence. Gauss, 1801, next took up the subject, proved the invariance of the discriminants of binary and ternary quadratic forms, and systematized the theory of binary quadratic forms, a subject elaborated by H.J.S. Smith, Eisenstein, Dirichlet, Lipschitz, Poincaré, and Cayley. Galois also entered the field in his Theory of Groups, 1829, and the first step toward the establishment of the distinct theory is sometimes attributed to Hesse in his investigations of the plane curve of the third order. It is, however, to Boole, 1841, that the real foundation of the theory of invariance is generally ascribed. He first showed the generality of the invariant property of the discriminant, which Lagrange and Gauss had found for special forms. Inspired by Boole's discovery, Cayley took up the study in a memoir, On the Theory of Linear Transformations, 1845, which was followed 1846 by Investigations Concerning Covariance and by the discovery of the symbolic method of finding invariance. By reason of these discoveries concerning invariance and covariance, which at first he called hyperdeterminants, he is regarded as the founder of what is variously called modern algebra, theory of forms, theory of quantics, and the theory of invariance and covariance. His 10 memoirs on the subject began in 1854 and rank among the greatest which have ever been produced upon a single theory. Sylvester soon joined Cayley in this work, and his originality and vigor in discovery soon made both himself and the subject prominent. To him adieu, 1851 through 54, the foundations of the general theory upon which later writers have largely built, as well as most of the terminology of the subject. Meanwhile, in Germany, Eisenstein, 1843, had become aware of the simplest invariance and covariance of a cubic and biquadratic form, and Hesse and Grassmann had both, 1844, touched upon the subject. But it was Ahrenhold, 1849, who first made the new theory known. He devised the symbolic method now common in Germany, discovered the invariance of a ternary cubic and their relations to the discriminant, and with Cayley and Sylvester, studied those differential equations which are satisfied by invariance and covariance of binary quantics. His symbolic method has been carried on by Glebsch, Gordon, and more recently by Study, 1889, and Stroh, 1890, in lines quite different from those of the English school. In France, Hermite early took up the work, 1851. He discovered, 1854, the law of reciprocity that to every covariant or invariant of degree q and order r of a form of the mth order corresponds also a covariant or invariant of degree m and of order r of a form of the quoth order. At the same time, 1854, Briaschi joined the movement, and his contributions have been among the most valuable. Salmon's Higher Plane Curves, 1852, and Higher Algebra, 1859, should also be mentioned as marking an epoch in the theory. Gordon entered the field as a critic of Cayley in 1868. He added greatly to the theory, especially by his theorem on the Endlichkeit des Formensystems, the proof for which has been since simplified. This theory of the finiteness of the number of invariants and covariants of a binary form has since been extended by Peano, 1882, Hilbert, 1884, and Mertens, 1886. Hilbert, 1890, succeeded in showing the finiteness of the complete system for forms in n variables, a proof which Story has simplified. Klebs did more than any other to introduce into Germany the work of Cayley and Sylvester, interpreting the projective geometry by their theory of invariance and correlating it with Riemann's theory of functions. Especially since the publication of his work on forms, 1871, the subject has attracted such scholars as Weierstrass, Kronecker, Manchin, Noether, Hilbert, Klein, Lie, Beltrami, Burckhardt, and many others. On binary forms, Fa di Bruno's work is well known, as his Studies, 1889, on ternary forms. De Toledo, 1889, and Eliot, 1895, have published treatises on the subject. Dublin University has also furnished a considerable core of contributors, among whom McAuliffe, Hamilton, Salmon, Michael, and Ralph Roberts, and Burnside may be especially mentioned. Burnside, who wrote the latter part of Burnside and Panton's theory of equations, has set forth a method of transformation which is fertile in geometric interpretation and binds together binary and certain ternary forms. The equivalence problem of quadratic and bilinear forms has attracted the attention of Weierstrass, Kronecker, Christoffel, Frobenius, Lie, and more recently of Rosenau. Krell, 108, Werner, 1889, Killing, 1890, and Scheffers, 1891. The equivalence problem of non-quadratic forms has been studied by Christoffel. Schwartz, 1872, Fuchs, 1875-76, Klein, 1877-1884, Briachi, 1877, and Maschke, 1887, have contributed to the theory of forms with linear transformations into themselves. Cayley, especially from 1870, and Sylvester, 1877, have worked out the methods of denumeration by means of generating functions. Differential invariants have been studied by Sylvester, McMahon, and Hammond. Starting from the differential invariant, which Cayley has termed the Schwarzian derivative, Sylvester, 1885, has founded the theory of reciprocants, to which McMahon, Hammond, Ludersdorff, Eliot, Forsyth, and Halfin have contributed. Canonical forms have been studied by Sylvester, 1851, Cayley and Hermite, to whom the term canonical form is due, and more recently by Rosanz, 1873, Brill, 1882, Gundelfinger, 1883, and Hilbert, 1886. The geometric theory of binary forms may be traced to Poncelet and his followers, but the modern treatment has its origin in connection with the theory of elliptic modular functions, and dates from Dedekind's letter to Burckhardt, Krell, 1877. The names of Klein and Hurwitz are prominent in this connection. On the method of Netz, Resolx, another geometric treatment of binary quadratic forms, Gauss, 1831, Dirichlet, 1850, and Poincaré, 1880, have written. End of chapter, read by Leonidas, for Lit2Go, on the web at fcit.usf.edu.